You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning, up and Adam. It is 3 minutes gone past six. Snow FM breakfast for your Tuesday. It's Simo and Jordan. Morning.
Morning, Simo. We had a bit of a meeting yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And I can't help but notice, like, while I was kind of waiting around the office to have this meeting.
It wasn't just between us, by the way.
No, it wasn't just us.
It was office-wide.
Yeah, no, me and Simo were very formal. So, yeah. Okay, meeting at 1 o'clock. Then meet not a second later.
Yeah.
No, but while I was kind of waiting around for this meeting to start, I couldn't help but notice. There's a tray of cookies in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I have.
Is that just for everyone?
Yep.
Good, because I've had about six.
Yeah, I think you're the only one, actually. So.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a tray of cookies for everyone that I've taken major advantage of.
That's the rule in communal kitchens. Any office, there's, you know, food.
Free food.
Yeah, and it's on, like, a kitchen area, and it's left unattended.
Mm.
It's survival of the fittest.
Yeah, I think someone accidentally left their sandwich there. I took a bite out of that too.
Nice. What flavours?
No, that was a joke. That didn't happen.
I mean, awkward because I know that there are people in this building that do bring sandwiches.
I know.
So if you did that, you'd get yourself into all sorts of trouble.
Well, Simo, I am also one of these people in this building who brings a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, but you finish yours before anyone else arrives.
I do,
so
normally.
That's fine. How's your last 24 hours been, okay?
Yeah. All sweet, no dramas. How about you?
Oh, I just seen some of the content swirling around. Lots of my colleagues in the arts industry, lots of theatre and musicians and stuff, ducking into Centrelink yesterday.
Mm.
Crazy. Have you seen the lines?
Yeah, not good times
at all.
Mate,
round the corner. So, you know, if you've got to get stuff organised, do it. Also, worth mentioning, do they cancel taxes? You know how, like, everything is coming to a standstill?
Yeah.
Do we still have to do those?
Look, not going to lie, you're asking the wrong person.
Because it's nearly the end of the financial year.
It is, actually.
Ugh.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, see? Thing. Yep. I hope they cancel that. Can we just, like, let that roll over?
Well, I mean, again, you are speaking to 100% the wrong person. I have no idea.
Well, you could decide for me. I'd believe you. We got Ed Sheeran kicking off our time together this morning. 5 minutes past six. This is Don't Throwing Back. Something a bit old school. Just kick off our 6 o'clock. Snow FM.
Simo and Jordan.
Ooh, for you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I'd leave it all.
George Ezra, Budapest there on Snow FM. A breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you this morning. And a bit of Snake mentions. Sliding around like the Slippery Boys.
Do you try on all your nice
life? So I like you always kind of play this song whenever we talk about snakes. Because it mentions slide.
Yeah, you got to slide around like a snake.
I mean, slither, maybe?
Slither, slide.
So, I will grant you there's not many songs with the word slither in it.
Yeah.
In fact, I can't think of one. At the moment. But still, I mean, slide.
We'll get there. A 5-meter exotic snake was found on the Gold Coast. Exotic snake. You know, there are some exotic things on the Gold Coast.
I was going to say.
This thing is 80 kilograms.
Oh.
So it's hefty and 5 meters in length.
Jeez.
Get a load of that boy.
What type of snake is it? Do you know? Is
Burmese.
It Burmese python?
Python, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a couple of clues there that that's not a native Australian snake.
Yep.
And that number one would be Burmese.
Yeah, and number two would be that it's white and yellow.
I mean, I'm sure there might be an Australian snake that's white and yellow. I'm not an expert on our natural wildlife.
I mean, let's be honest. Normally, any natural animals, especially in Australia, are the colour of the scrub, wouldn't you say? Like, they blend.
Yeah, especially snakes.
Like, is there any Australian animals that don't blend to the surroundings?
Flamingo?
Yeah, but they were native years and years ago.
Because, Zimo, you said on this show a couple of weeks ago that flamingos are native Australian birds.
Yeah, they are.
So when you think of a native Australian bird, forget about the cockatoo or the kookaburra or the emu.
Yep.
Go for a flamingo.
Look it up. It's a fact. No, but you do, birds are... Yeah, but birds show off. Like, they're up themselves hugely. Like the cockatoos.
Yeah.
How do they get away with that? A, how do they get away with that name? B, how do they get away with that haircut? I ask you.
That is a good point. Although, yeah. Now I think about it, they are white and yellow.
Yeah, the cockatoos.
Well, some of them are, at least.
Yeah, the cockatoos were the original frosted tips. They were doing it way before Shane Warne and Michael Clarke.
So that's where Shane Warne got his inspiration for his haircut.
You know what I want to look like?
He just kind of wanted the hairdressers. Okay, so what do you want? So I've got the magazine of haircut styles. Nothing's really doing it for me. Just glances up at the TV and there's like a David Attenborough doco. Give me one of them.
You know what I can do with a cricket ball? I can, you know, make it go through the air more than one way. You know what else goes through the air, you know, more than one way? A cockatoo.
Cockatoo has never been described as that ever. Seriously, if I was describing a cockatoo, I'd have said it can go through the air more than one way.
You can.
I mean, I'm not denying that it can.
Yeah.
But that's a weird way to describe a cockatoo.
Back to the weird python. Yellow, it was kind of frosted tips. It's yellow and white, 80 kilograms, 5 meters in length. Now, do you know how much money, if you were found to have one of these one of these pythons in your possession,
yeah,
how much you would get fined by the Australian government?
A lot.
Yeah, have a stab at it. What do you reckon? What's the ballpark figures? Give me a ballpark.
10 grand?
No, go up.
20?
No,
50 grand.
Mate, you're way short.
Well, how much are we talking?
$130,000.
So how did it come into this country? Because you said before that it wasn't.
I don't know. They assume someone's brought it in.
Some smuggled it in.
And then.
I mean, what a thing to miss at the airport.
Yeah,
a 5 meter long, 80 kilogram weighing huge snake.
I think.
Last time I checked, they don't sell them in duty free. They sell massive Toblerones. But not them.
I think it might have been a growing situation. So, like, comes in smaller and then grows over time.
Again, so, okay, good point. And yeah. I wish Toblerones did that as well. You just buy them smaller and then just grow into massive chocolates.
And then basically what's happened, the snake catcher reckons that it's managed to push its way kind of out of its enclosure. Freedom. And then kind of cruising around the Gold Coast, sunglasses on.
Singing George Michael songs.
Something like that. Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish now teaming up from the bad snakes to the bad guys. 23 minutes gone past 6. Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
Simo and Jordan.
What's the bad child? Tones and I, Bad Child on Snow FM, a breakfast. Simo and Jordan, 23 minutes gone past your 7 o'clock.
And Simo, you're talking about love stories, and you've talked this up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Saying that it's the best love story since Twilight. So my expectations are very high.
Yeah, I feel
before
like.
Before we get into it, would you like me to lower them or maintain them at the height level that they are?
Look, I reckon I think we've built it up just enough. I don't think we need to go any harder.
Sounds like someone's all of a sudden got nervous before they launch into the story.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so go on. So what's happened? So this is to do with self-isolation, quarantine, that sort of thing?
Yes, indeed. It's worth checking out the hashtag as well, isolation and chill.
Is that a thing?
Yes, it is. And it deals with this story in particular. So considering we're all being urged to distance ourselves from others as we possibly can to stop the spread of coronavirus COVID-19, there is a girl who's published an article online. Now, she works for ABC, BBC, big corporation.
Yeah.
Because she was on a date at the time in England. Now, their precautions are obviously, I think they might even be at level 3. I'm not sure what level we are at, but they're right up there.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm pretty sure that like the UK and Europe are a couple of steps ahead of us.
Yeah, so what happened was she was on a Tinder date
at
the time. And
by the exact time that they said, from this point on, you can no longer be.
That's
within
right.
3 meters of each other or whatever it is.
Yeah, her name is Tia, and she ended up having to self-isolate with her Tinder date just 5 days after meeting him for the first time.
Oh, so self. Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to self-isolate together.
Mm-hmm.
At her house, his house?
his house.
Or just at the restaurant that they were at. They couldn't leave. Yeah,
yep. So, and what's ended up happening is that, you know, so far, so good.
Well, that's lucky.
It's been like 2 weeks and they've been keeping everyone up to date on the Twitter sphere, which I've been, keeping along with.
Yeah, what are they saying? So it's going well?
Yeah, it's going well. So they've spent 2 weeks locked up together. They've shared food and introduced each other to their favourite TV shows.
Nice. That's always a very important stage of the relationship.
But like, you know, it's 2 weeks, but they started self-isolating in the same house 5 days after meeting each other.
It's not just a normal, we've been going out for 2 weeks where, you know, you catch up a couple of evenings and text and that sort of stuff. It's literally, they are seeing each other every single day, all day.
Yep.
for 2 weeks.
Hashtag isolation and chilled. Check out their story. Worth a look. How do you reckon you'd go?
Well, I mean, that's definitely putting the relationship to the test very early in the relationship.
Everyone that's getting involved in this particular story are like, oh, I cannot wait for the 3 week anniversary.
God, you know, but imagine actually they're 1 year in 1 year's time. It's like, so how did you guys first meet? Well, funny story that.
Yeah, so she hasn't been back to her joint since they've been told to self-isolate. She's like, well, you know, we've kind of already like 5 days in. It just depends how fast they were.
Hang on, so she hasn't been back to her house?
No.
So what's she... I hope she's not wearing like the same clothes for 2 weeks without washing them.
Don't know. I think they might have already reached that stage in the relationship.
Oh, so she's just using his. Maybe. She's walking around in like a footy jumper or something like that.
Yeah, so, yep. You can follow along with their story so far, so good, but, you know.
I mean, it's good that it is going well, but that was very risky. It could have gone disastrous. I mean, Simo, I think I can speak for all of us. We've all been on first dates with people and you kind of, after 5 minutes of being on the date, you think, no, this is not going to end well. No chance of a second date. No chance at all. But yeah, gee, imagine, I'm just thinking back to some of those people. If I had to go into 2 weeks quarantine with them, whoa, that would have been tough.
It's moving fast, though, isn't it? You know, like first date.
Yes.
First date, like you said, you laid out the perfect first date.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, food and a social outing. Can't really do the social outing. Okay. Mm. Food's okay. You can do that inside closed doors. Mm-hmm. Second date, third date, things are progressing. But like after 5 days, let's move in together.
It's moving fast. It's moving exceptionally fast if you consider it's a Tinder date as well.
Yeah, so absolutely nailing it, those guys. Best of luck to them. Lady Gaga right now. She's back with a vengeance. Stupid Love, Snow FM.
Simo and Jordan.
Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, a lot of people working from home, a lot of university students as well are doing their assignments from home.
Yes.
Which means they have to use programs like Skype to do kind of group projects together.
Yeah, there's lots of ways. Hey, there's, you know, you've got your FaceTimes, you got your instant message video calls and Skype and Zoom and Discord, and there's so many.
There's lots of other video calling programs out there.
Yeah.
And one uni student, a group of uni students actually were doing perhaps a group project.
Right.
There's about 10 or so of them involved in this. They were all kind of chatting together via these video calling programs.
Familiarise yourself with the buttons.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the students in question didn't realise that she could be seen by the other 9 people in the video chat.
Mm.
All of a sudden, they're kind of all sitting at the desk. All of a sudden, one woman kind of picks up her laptop, starts walking down the corridor, and then enters a room, places her laptop on the floor of what can only be described as a bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And then proceeds to
have a tinkle?
Do her business.
Number ones or number twos?
I mean, I don't know.
At that point, it's important because, you know, you're going there, but out of the two, you don't want to be present for at least one of them more than the other.
Well, she kind of sits down on the toilet going about it thinking nothing is unusual. Then after about 10 seconds or so, realise, immediately closes her laptop and just she drops out of the live stream.
That's great.
But Simo, I've got the audio of it here. Mm. Just listen. I love the fact that everyone else tries to continue on with the discussion kind of as if nothing's happening. Now, just I've edited in a little bell here, so you'll be able to know exactly when she pulls her pants down and starts going.
Oh, right.
For lack of a better word.
Okay, thanks for that.
I think it really depends on just, like, the ethical standards of the profession. And in reality, I've heard that social work kind of has very high standards and like good standards in terms of things, and that oftentimes people don't, like, people of other professions don't have...
Yeah. Hold on.
So they try to keep going on as if nothing, like, out of the ordinary is happening. Mm. But obviously...
Everything's fine here.
Kind of looked into one of... She's just sitting on the toilet doesn't realise she can be seen.
Yeah. See, in the gaming community...
Yes.
It's not video calls as much as it is, you know, streamers do that, but there's a lot of just, you know, it's like phone calls. You know, you get your headphones, you're just chatting away. Now, I have had this confirmed by outside sources that if you got the wireless headphones, you can continue to just, like, leave them on. Often they have a mute button.
Yeah.
But say if you need to go for a tinkle.
Yeah.
It can be playing an online game and then
all of a sudden
your headphones just get like the little, you know, something's tinkling into a bowl there. It's like, what the?
Someone's had a lot of lemonade.
Oh, dear.
So, yes, if you are working at home or studying from home, make sure you are always aware what is happening with your live stream.
Yeah, familiarise yourself with the buttons. Audio is always safer than video calling, I think. Go for that. Panic at the Disco.
Simo and Jordan.
Troy Sivan, that was Bloom, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan, 8 o'clock news, sport and weather. That's due to land relatively soon. But right now, you have to think, where are all the commentators when all of the games are getting postponed?
Well, yeah, Simo, the NRL got cancelled last night. I think the A-League Soccer is expected to be stopped. I think later today there's an announcement. AFL has been postponed as well till May. So all the sports, all the popular sports in Australia are just putting the brakes on for a little bit.
Bruce McAvaney is going to be so sad. Just sitting at home by himself.
Just re-watching that Kathy Freeman run at the 2000 Olympics.
Or maybe he'll watch, maybe he could start commentating on MasterChef. Delicious.
Actually, that would be good. I'd like to see some commentators on MasterChef.
Yeah, that'd go all right.
Yeah.
But what has ended up happening is the commentators have needed something to do, probably driving their wives or mental, commentating things around the house.
Yeah, they need to commentate on something. It's just what they do.
Exactly. So take British sports journalist, podcaster and rugby commentator Nick Heath. I've seen some of his what he's been doing to fill the time.
Yeah.
He's been commentating just on day-to-day life. So,
so he's just going around... just commentating on people just going about their day-to-day life.
Yeah, it could be traffic lights, could be anything. Here he goes. I think this is in a fashion store, picking out clothes.
You join me live in a popular high street discount clothing store. This chap hoping to get a personal best in the Find a Fashion Bargain steeplechase. But this is one of the trickiest events in life because, of course, he's probably going to have to put up with, well, a dodgy zip, some curious stitching, certainly some odd proportions, something in navy, I think, there. Does he like it? Oh, it's got a whacking great big logo in the middle of it. Will he make do? Will he decide to go with it? Yes, it looks like he will. He will, he will, and regret it later.
I just want all of life to be...
I do too. Just having a British accent like that and being a commentator makes it... I want my entire life to be commentated by this guy.
It would... And then if anyone heard him, I assume he must be doing the edits back home. Because if he's doing that live...
Oh, so you mean he's not actually in the store?
Well, I wonder. Just because if you heard someone... If you're shopping for clothes, right? You're picking out a shirt and there's some guy...
Some guy 5 metres behind you going, Oh, it's got a logo! It's got a logo! Is he going to do it? Oh, the zip's a bit dodgy.
So, yeah, if you hear that kind of mumbling out from one of the clothing racks...
I'd certainly turn around to suss out what was going on.
Yeah, so I'm starting to think maybe the edits were done post... You know, it might be a post job.
So he's gone out and filmed the person unaware, kind of looking for clothes, and then he's re-watched the footage back and commented over the... I see how it is. All right.
So, because, like, you know, if it's live and you're trying to cross the road and there's just some guy... commentating on your day-to-day. You're like, I'm trying to cross the road, man. What are you doing? Why are you...
Has he done another one of, like, commentating people crossing the road?
Crossroad dash, light turns to red. We wait for the beeps. There they are now then. JD Sportsman, he's got a decent start. Leggings on the outside. Oh, JD Sportsman's been distracted over the shoulder, and Leggings is going to get there. Oh, she does it again. 3 titles in 3 days. Off past Vegas gold for the lap of honour. Victorious.
Simo and Jordan.
How good is that for your Tuesday? And typically they're either disastrously bad or they're actually quite good.
They're disastrously bad or disastrously good. We have to try and work out which one they are. We should be said 64572977. Give us a call if you've got an opinion on the topic of the day, today, Simo, is...
Yep, here we go. Cue the meltdown for your Tuesday.
Cricket. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes.
I don't mind, funnily enough, out of all the cricket that I'm into, test cricket.
Is that the one that goes 5 days?
Yes, the one that goes for 5 days and they're all wearing the same colour, or lack thereof, white, technically not a colour. But that's the one I actually enjoy.
Is it?
Pressure scenario. I like to see the crippling the crippling game over 5 days.
Well, Simo, you know that I'm a big fan of cricket of all forms as well.
Yeah.
I have a love for the sport and indeed play it. Not very well, but at last, I give it a go.
Right. But, well, you say not very well, but your team did win.
Yeah, my team did well.
By default.
By default. So therefore, I had nothing to do with that. But yes, I'm a big fan of cricket. I enjoy it.
Did I tell you?
I get where people say it's boring and nothing's happening and that sort of thing. And I kind of see that. But at the same time, you've got to kind of know the tactics of it and what they're trying to do.
Oh, I love all the names. The names are great.
What, like the fielding positions names or actually the players' names?
Love a leg slip. Third man.
Silly mid on.
The gully. Yeah, I'm all about those.
They're all the fielding positions.
Mid off, mid on, long on, long off.
You're just saying words now.
What else is there? Deep backward square. There's a good one.
It's kind of like they're just adding things and more and more and more. And these words do make sense if you're a cricket fan, but
no way.
No, they do.
Classic.
But if you're not a cricket fan, it's just like bowling a googly, like WTF.
I like the idea that in the field they're just starting like to add more and more things. So like as they get to weirder positions, it's like, oh, he's at backward square, leg slip, mid-off keeper. Oh, we've needed one of those for years.
Well, I mean, anyway, it goes for 5 days. You've got time to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
Simo and Jordan.
Cool on me. That was Starly on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan, 8 minutes on the way to 9, and some breaking news this morning.
Well, yeah, Simo, the Tokyo 2020 Olympics is...
Yeah.
It's set to be postponed until 2021. Nothing's kind of been confirmed yet. But an IOC member, which are the people that are going to run the Olympics, has apparently or allegedly said that due to everything that's happening in the world right now, they're going to postpone the Olympics to 2021.
I've got the announcement here. Do you want to hear it?
If you got it, yeah.
Yeah, here it is. This is from the news, fresh this morning.
Veteran IOC member Dick Pound has told one of America's biggest papers that the Tokyo Olympics have been postponed. That's the latest news in sport.
Now...
Hats off to the news readers of the world today. Nice work, guys. Good luck.
Dick Pound. I mean...
Ah, no. Why?
I mean, although very serious story and all that sort of stuff. We're not making fun of that.
No,
but it is time to get a little bit immature, I think.
Like, where were the parents in that scenario?
When the baby was born. And you know what? I reckon what a good name would be.
Yeah.
Dick Pound.
Dick Pound would be great.
It's trending on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Which is, it's had like 70,000 tweets about it just in the last couple of hours.
It's so bad. It's like, you'd think that they could have brainstormed some other names, right? It's like, have you seen that ad with the guy, Callum Murray?
No, what's this ad?
G'day, mate.
Mr. Murray, have you decided on a name?
We're thinking Callum.
This is Callum Murray.
Callum Murray, why'd they name you that?
I take you.
Callum Murray!
Let's make it Jack.
Yeah, see, they should have, you know, they needed a milkshake of their own to work on that one because I don't know if, like, this guy's married or what his story is, but he must have dealt with that all his life, but now he's finally at the point where he's like, ha, I hold all the power. I'm going to postpone your Olympics out of spite.
Well, Simo, I've just Googled... Dick Pound.
Yes.
Which is not a sentence I expected to say today. and it turns out, it turns out that's not his actual name.
Oh, what?
His actual name is Richard Pound.
Standard.
But I think, I judging from all this guy, he kind of refers to himself as Dick Pound and all this sort of stuff. So I think he acknowledges it and accepts it and just runs with it. He has a laugh about it as well.
He should have changed his name or, like, couldn't they have gone with, they could have gone with Big Pound. So, like, you know, so his first name Big, like, you know how there's Biggie Smalls. So he could have been, like,
yeah,
Big Pound.
I mean, judging from that other ad, maybe they should have just gone with Jack.
Yeah, Jack probably would have been the smart idea.
Simo and Jordan.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good, hey?
Today in tabloids, Dr. Chris Brown He was doing a bit of gardening because he's self-isolating and doing the social distancing.
Oh, so wait, hang on. So Dr. Chris Brown, he is the Bondi vet that hosts I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here, I think, as well.
Really, really carved chin, like chiseled.
I'm glad you brought up the chin because I was going to. That Matt, what a chin.
What a chin. So Dr. Chin himself, he was pruning in the garden. And
Dr. Chris Brown.
he realised only after the fact that he was pruning a highly toxic plant. It broke off a stem. He put sap into his eyes by accident. He ended up in the ER.
Now, he is okay, isn't he?
He's fine.
Good. Okay, so now we can make jokes about it.
Yep.
So. Why does he have what technical words? A highly toxic plant? It's like if I've got one of those in my backyard, A, I'm not going to get one of those, and B, let's get rid of it, please. Don't want that anywhere near me.
Also,
no matter how good it looks or smells or whatever.
Also making tabloid news this morning. Apparently the number one trending title on Netflix from last Thursday is Boss Baby Back in Business.
What's that?
It's a baby in a suit.
Okay.
Voiced by Alec Baldwin.
Oh, so it's like a kid show or something like that?
Yeah, animated thing. Boss Baby.
Out of all the things that's on Netflix, I wouldn't have thought it was that.
That's been number one since Thursday for whatever reason. Episode 5 of Miley Cyrus. She's got a little live show that she's doing on Instagram. Strong word to be doing a show on Instagram.
So she's obviously in isolation. She's doing a bit of a live stream for all of her followers so they can keep up to date with everything that's happening in the world of Cyrus.
That's right. So she's connecting with special guests. Hayley Baldwin, another Baldwin. Take two. That's two Baldwins in a row. She had her on the show. And do you want the tagline? This is pretty good.
Go on.
All right, here it is. Discussing how to stay lit in dark times.
I wonder what Billy Ray Cyrus's tagline would be if he had a live stream. Discussing how to keep your heart achy-breaky in these dark times.
If you need to take your horse to the Old Town Road.
No, that'd be Lil Nas X's.
Hey, features on it.
Yeah, I know he features on it, but I reckon Lil Nas X kind of takes claim to that song.
He'd take the rights?
Well, look, he certainly wouldn't want to take rights to his second song, Panini, because that was rubbish.
That was today in tabloids, thanks to McDonald's.
Simo and Jordan.
It's an outcast. Hey, ya. 9 minutes on the way to 10. Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, we're talking space.
We are talking space, the final frontier.
Dun, dun, dun. Also, the reason we are talking space is because NASA, some news out of them.
Yes.
They've got something called the InSight Lander, which is currently on the planet Mars.
Oh, good on them. The orange planet.
There's no people or anything on it. It's just a fully mechanical thing. However, it detected a bit of a fault. It got a bit stuck.
Okay.
Now, normally, if something was on planet Earth and, you know, you've got a bit of a fault with it, you know, you'd call out the expert in that field.
Yeah, NRMA Blue.
Like, so, like, if you've got issues with your car or your fridge or whatever, you're called a mechanic or a fridge guy, and they'll come and fix it up for you. But you can't really do that on Mars.
Well, no. They'd charge you more for it.
Yes, definitely.
Travel costs.
So it takes, like, months, maybe even years to get to Mars or something like that.
Big job.
You can't really just say, just an engineer, pop up there, and just fix it out for you. So what they did, they had to retrain it. What happened was currently one of its probes, a 38-centimetre digging probe, got stuck in the soil. And how they fixed it was the NASA managed to engineer the machine to hit itself.
Nice.
And that managed to kind of wedge it free. And so we could go about what it was doing.
Oh, so it got bogged.
Yeah.
Right, effectively.
But I just love that. It's not like a really old lawnmower or anything like that, you know, where it's not working, just hit it and then it works. Like, I would have kind of hoped that NASA would kind of have, you know, more scientific ways of fixing a problem than just...
You make an excellent point.
Just get it to just hit itself a little bit and then... Yeah. But it worked. It worked. And it's now the InSight Lander is now free to continue doing whatever it was up to.
That's classic. Yeah, the Fonz is working at NASA. It's just like, hits things and they work. The Midas touch. That was always great, though, as well. Like, any device. Have you ever done that? Just, like, given it a kick and then it's worked?
Oh, it makes you feel so amazing.
I am all powerful.
But just people coming to, like, the NASA engineers. It's like, oh, so how did you fix it? Did you do some really important science stuff? Or what did you do? It's like, no, we just got one of its spare shovels and just clocked it with itself. And then it worked. And it's like...
I don't know if you're giving them enough credit, though.
Okay, we'll give them all the credit they deserve because it's an amazing thing to manage to try and work out how to fix that problem. Because
there would have been a lot of maths involved. It's not like They just said, hey, robot.
Was there?
Robot. That wasn't like, hey, Siri, hit yourself.
Hang on. Simo, your phone's turned on. My phone's turned. Don't do that, Siri. I don't want my phone to hit itself. It's already broken enough.
Oh, dear. No, I just thought about that as well. Sorry, yeah. Siri.
Apologies to all the phones that are currently just got an arm grown out and are just hitting themselves over the head.
Siri's just started on everyone's
Stop
device.
Stop saying Siri. It'll just keep it programming.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.